Welcome back to the Photography Basics Podcast. We are so excited to get to this point because at this point in the show, you've learned how to control your camera, expose properly, and then also put together your frame, put what things inside your frame, learn a little bit about lighting and color and how to put together a great photo. But beyond just the technical of it all, there's so much more to taking great photos, and telling stories with our photos is ultimately what we're trying to do. Even if it's just a photo of a blade of grass, you're trying to tell some kind of story there. So
the story of life.
Yeah, I mean, what? Why does story matter in photography? I mean, I guess going back to what I just said, like, is there really a story with that blade of grass? I guess it depends on the context of when
it's like any other art, right? It's objective in the sense of like, what does the viewer bring to that image?
Whoa!
If you really want to get deep, for me, story is important, but part of the reason I've always like been into photography in general is that you guys are going to make fun of me. It's transcending space and time. Like you are
entering the wormhole,
freezing. See, there it goes. See, you're literally freezing time and telling the story of that exact moment. That means you are freezing time. It's frozen literally. And you are in a space that you can travel to whenever you want. Mm-hmm. So it, like from a philosophical, like, you know, sense, your time, you can time travel, you can, you know.
Is it a space or is it a time?
It's both.
You're freezing a time and then that time is eternal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's both. It's everything and it's nothing all at the same time. And
that story, folks, we'll see you next time.
And as far as that goes, there can be story inside that, whether it is the space and the time, what's going on, or whether it is to you as the photographer or whether it is to the viewer. Mm-hmm. So a blade of grass may not be to some random viewer a story necessarily, but for you, it was the day that you got your camera and you were outside with your kids and the sun was at the right moment in the right time for you to take that epic photograph. So story can be in the eye of the beholder, or it can be, you know, commercial or like upfront or whatever.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's a really important thing to distinguish here, because I remember at one point when I was considering, you know, selling photography prints and doing that whole game, it was, well, you have to take photos that people are going to want to hang in their homes. And that's one type of photo. But then there's like the photos I take with my family. And those photos mean so much to me because it's a photo of my grandparents or a photo of, you know, my nephews or whatever it is. And that's so much meaning for me. But to someone else, it's like, yeah, it's a kid. Like, okay, like whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not an important story. And then you have, you know, people that are going into wars, are going into refugee camps, that are sharing these images of places that tell such important stories. I mean, I was just in Yosemite, and the work that Ansel Adams did led to the preservation of the West, of these, his, you know, beautiful places. And without those photos, without that storytelling, those places could have been logged out and developed and not be the same place. And so there's so many levels when talking about storytelling with imagery of who, like Will said, like who is the audience, like who is it for, to some degree, and how that story then changes based off of, you know, if it's for your family versus if it's for an editorial.
Yeah. I mean, it's, one thing to be taking a photo of the basketball player hitting that buzzer shot, which, you know, that's a story right there. Easy to see. But like you guys are saying, there's the personal side. And I think for me, I'm looking at just the photos that I post to Instagram. I would say that most of them are just completely personal, story-wise. Even if it is that blade of grass or that flower or that seashell, it's, to me, I know where that was. And that's, I'm going to remember that. Versus there's not many of my photos where it's telling a, Yeah, like a story that like other people would really fully understand.
And, but then as a body of work,
yeah,
it tells a story.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it's like, well, would it be better to strive to like tell more specific stories with my photography that other people could understand? Is that what we're aiming to do or not? I guess it just, I mean, I don't think there's really a right or wrong thing.
Yeah, I don't think there's like a real answer. It's just what you want to be doing as a photographer yourself and how you want to share your art, unless you are starting a business and that's your direction, then you might have a little bit more of a heading in that question.
Yeah.
And that is one place where, for me, I really love the process of taking long exposure night photography. I just really enjoy doing that. I like going out into nature and being in a place with clear skies and doing that. But pretty quickly, I got real bored of an image of stars. And so then it was, you know, using the landscape and getting that sort of in there. And that became a little bit more interesting. But then it really was, well, how do I have like a subject or a character or something that, you know, says something a bit more than just here's some stars. And so it was finding like a cabin with, you know, the lights dimly inside and there's a mysterious figure walking. And all of a sudden there's more of a scene or more of a, you know, something going on that's just, I think, more interesting. And I think it's a reason a lot of people are drawn to like street photography, because you have these random slices of life. You have these things that so many people can connect with, and these people that it's like, oh, like, you know, I want, you know, it's a businessman walking on their way to work with this beautiful lighting, and it says something of the time. People that are really documenting like the streets of LA right now or of, you know, different cities. It's like it is a time capsule. It's, this is what the city was like, or at least this pocket was like during this time. And is that a big deal right now? Maybe, depending on the photographer. But in 50 years, that body of work could really represent, you know, 2020 in this city. And that could be, you know, could be an amazing story to tell because of, you know, what has happened in 2020.
Yeah, I think what you just said stood out to me about like choosing, not just taking a photo of the stars, but is there another subject or something that gives context to that photo of stars that tells more of a story? And I'm looking at my Instagram and at Phil Ebener, if you want to follow. I took a trip up to Carpinteria, California, took a bunch of photos, really had fun. And I posted two photos that have the Amtrak train in it. And one is just the train engine. It's like an interesting photo, I thought, just like compositionally clean, but it's just the engine. And so the story might just be, okay, well, here's this train and it's going because you can see motion in the background. Versus another photo I posted with one of my sons standing in front of that train. I used a much wider lens and it was a little bit of a longer shutter speed. So you can see that that train is blurred in the background and my son is in the foreground. And to me, that's telling a much different story. It's a much full story. It's telling the story about, and again, maybe it's just personal, but it's like of my kid who was like so interested in this time about these trains and just like the amazement that he got in watching that train. And it would have been different if I had composed it with just looking at him, just the train, but having him in front of the train is like a different story. And so the technical things and decisions we're making as photographers can also help with that story, like from choosing a wide lens versus telephoto or a longer shutter speed versus a short, right, a super fast one. A lot of things going into story.
The longer shutter speed in that, like you can hear the train, like the way that you've like let it motion blur and have that blur. It's like, you know, that train's moving fast just from the visual. And you know it's loud, and there's a small, tiny kid in front of it that's like very insignificant compared to the massive train. And that's, you know, that evokes a feeling in art, and you've made decisions to create that feeling in the viewer. It's Dope.
Right. And that's ultimately storytelling, right? Like storytelling is someone walks out the door and they interact with something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's conflict, there's relationships, there's, you know, all the things that make up a good story is ultimately, you know, your character interacting with the world or another person or whatever it is. And that's where building these frames and, you know, juxtaposing, putting your subject in frame with something else or in comparison or, you know, having that interaction is where you start to build that story. And it's such an important, you know, piece of visual arts of, you know, how you relate, whether it's with colors, whether it's with composition with other subjects, whether it's with, you know, all these different tools that we've been talking about. That's how you ultimately form a frame that says something, mm-hmm. that has some sort of, you know, emotion that is evoked through it because of this, you know, small child with this fast moving, you know, metallic thing. And even having, you know, the trees on the side, it's such an interesting composition because you have this very natural setting with this kid. And with you take out that train, it's like, you know, this little kid in nature. It's mm-hmm. kind of like it's more friendly. Mm-hmm. But then you add in the train and it's a very different story. It's mm-hmm. a very different feeling that is, you know, presented.
Yeah. Well, and I think I'm looking at some of your guys' photos and what I as a viewer like is kind of just being led on to, like, the full story is not told, but your photo draws me in and makes me wonder about what's going on. And I think, of course, like, captions can also help with that. But Will's last photo that you posted was from the Camino de Santiago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's this photo. You're looking at, it looks like outside this window. On the desk, you have, like, some paper and things set out. I don't know if you were journaling, if you were planning your route. Outside the window, it's just like this open field, but I can't tell if that's part of the Camino in the distance or not. But it just, like, yeah, begins this questioning of, like, well, what is the story of this moment? And then beyond that, it's like you're taking this photo of the Camino de Santiago and, like, wow, what's that about? And it leads the viewer to maybe learn more about the world.
Totally.
Yeah. So, any last thoughts about story? Story is important. It's sort of the last element, but it's something that we have a lot of control of in some sense. And then also maybe it's just being in the right moment at the right time to capture.
Yeah, I was working with an artist on a piece recently, like a video piece on her work. And it's really interesting because she said, you know, a lot of people, I think, believe that they need to have this thing that they're going to say and share with the world beforehand. And her take was that, you know, I love what I do and I do that and I find meaning after the fact, because sometimes it just happens after the fact and that's just her process. And I think I was kind of reflecting, I was like, you know, that's, I don't necessarily go out, you know, maybe it's for a client and so I'm trying to capture a certain thing, but a lot of times it's just being there with the camera and taking those photos and you sort of find these stories after the fact. And maybe, you know, maybe that's just how my brain works, but I don't think you always need to, like, I'm going to, you know, tell this story with my imagery now. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, what my body, you know, what all my photos are going to be about. And you can, but it's also sometimes good to just explore and sort of see, you know, you put yourself in certain scenarios and you take certain images and then you find these stories after the fact, because you don't know what's going to happen when you walk out the door with your camera.
Yeah. Yep, totally. I think a lot of people get stuck on that idea. Even I get stuck on that idea of, like, needing to have the story ahead of time. But yeah, just take your camera out with you, and that's how you're going to improve. That's how you're going to tell better stories. So that's that. Tell us your story. Tag us in your photos. Follow us on Instagram. Take a class with us. Take photos. And yeah, we can't wait to hear and see more of your stories too. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and Will, Sam, and I will be with you in the next one. Cheers, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.